On the show today, we have Team OnUp's founder and CEO Mike Kelly talking about how employee disengagement is impacting your business, which could mean your credit union. So it's time to transform your workplace, and he talks all about that. So check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have an old friend. Well, not old, but a good friend of the show, Mr. Mike Kelly. How are you, sir?
Good, Mike Lawson. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Hope everybody's doing A-OK in your neck of the woods, considering what's going on out in the world now.
Tremendous. We're in Franklin, Tennessee now, just outside Nashville. Everybody's hanging in there doing our best, just like everybody else in the world. So,
yep, indeed, indeed. We're getting through it one day at a time, as they say. Hey, speaking of getting through things and creating things and doing really cool stuff, you have founded a new company called Team OnUp, and it's all about how employee disengagement is impacting businesses, credit unions included, and it's time to kind of transform the workplace. So give us a quick lay of the land here, Mike. What's going on?
Correct. Yeah. So good. Let me start with Mike, why I got into this craziness.
Sure.
I had an aha moment a couple of years ago.
Right.
And I had this great blessing to be at PSU as CEO. I was there 4 years and we did really great things as a team. 1,700 people in that firm, and they're crushing it still. Like, it's really exciting. And fintech is this industry that's still really burgeoning and growing. And I was sitting in my car, actually, I just had a big conversation, and I had this insight about how important employees are to a company, kind of a Captain Obvious statement. But running a team like that, it doesn't work unless you have great leaders and teams, and we really worked hard on that. But then I always thought, I kind of had two simultaneous observations. Like, one, okay, this doesn't work unless you have great people and teams, which we did. And then two, I kind of thought, but do we really know who's here? You know, like, there's so many people and just not a systems way to identify the humans in your organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I kind of was like scratching my head. I was like, I wonder if this is the problem with employee engagement at work. So Gallup and many companies try to measure this, and this is why we do employee surveys. And so, Mike, the bar in corporate America is really low in terms of people's ability to be engaged, you know, fully enthralled with their work. Only 16% of employees are engaged. It's a real doozy. So this is pre-pandemic. There was a spike of kind of counterintuitive, perhaps, of buoyancy in pandemic that people took back their commute time and they had more family time. But now that this has kind of settled into this new normal, Mike, a term I hate, maybe we can talk about that, but this new normal. And now there's this lethargy back, and it's even declined. Gallup just repulsed the industries, and it's at its historic low. So it was never high, and it's gotten worse. And so I think it's time for us to look at that and say, what the heck is going on?
Right, right.
So that aha moment, everything we did in fintech and credit unions have done for their members is this idea that, okay, about 2011 timeframe, we started to really grab a hold of, the member doesn't always want to come in the branch. Well, that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
So a little bit late to the party the industry was, but now we see that is everybody's primary focus is how do I allow my member to self-serve?
Yeah.
How do I deliver services and give access to financial services on her phone? And, you know, if you also want to come in the branch, I have learned that personalizing that experience while you're there with us is also important.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, Mike, we learned in customer experience journey and when what credit unions would call member experience, that location is less relevant. Maybe if we're honest, it's not relevant, but okay, it's less relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see this as we've all gone home in this pandemic to work, and now we're trying to figure out what the right mode is.
Yeah.
Location, in my humble opinion, is less relevant, And what is important for companies to think about on this journey of how they serve their teams is personalization of work.
Okay.
So Mike, I wish I could tell you I was smarter than to say everything we've learned in member experience, we now have to do for employee experience, you know?
Yeah, that's a good segue. I mean, and that was one of my questions, like, how did you come up with the idea? Well, that there was it. So tell me, before we dive in a little bit deeper on how Team On Up works, but tell me about the employee disengagement impacting businesses today. And it's certainly impacting credit unions as well. And like you said, since the pandemic, it sounds like we're at an all-time low, because you have some statistics on your website here. 84% of employees are disengaged. $11 billion lost annually to attrition, and then $550 billion lost in productivity from disengaged employees. Those are some huge, significant numbers. So what's going on?
Mike, the numbers are so big. Now, I'm an English major from the Florida State University, so I don't do well with those big numbers, right? It's hard to even wrap your head around how monstrous this problem is.
Yeah.
And the other thing I really have compassion for is, I think HR today, we would look at HR, and HR is having a sense, and I've talked in credit unions and out, and my sense is HR feels tremendous pressure, because they're kind of like, hey, am I the cause of this? Am I the one to blame? Right? I mean, we love to blame people, don't we, Mike? So,
yeah, of course.
And I think there are root causes that are other than that. So I'm just trying to take the pressure off and say, hey, guys, here's where we are. But the economics of this, Mike, we've had really interesting conversations. And I'm trying to speak credit union CEO language, which, you know, sometimes I get right and sometimes I get wrong. But they love metrics like capital ratio and, you know, ROI, ROA. And these are numbers that we do a call report on. So our team was kind of like, all right, how can we put it into a framework of that? And what we have is called return on employee.
Ooh, okay.
And so we actually just go to the call report. And there's a couple of elements in there. So you'll have staff count and you'll have, you know, cost, total revenue, right? So you can get a top line number of how much revenue does the business generate. And then generally, Mike, a good principle is 70% of the cost in any business is going to be people, human beings. And in that, you have the keys to then do the math on those numbers to say, okay, this is actually my return on employee. So for our clients, we can say, okay, you have a 2.1 times return on employee.
Right.
Is that good?
Right.
And Mike, they say, well, I don't know. I've never looked at it like that. And I'm like, right, I'm an English major. We need it simple. You know, there's an easy framework here. And when you do that on a percentage basis, then we can look at that and say, okay, what's your balance sheet telling us? There's a story in data. And Mike, I think the story is saying that client's engagement is 51%. So we'll do a survey, and you know, those have headaches too, which maybe we'll talk about that.
Sure.
But our data really practically is telling us a story, whether we want to listen to it or not, or try to uncover what's underneath that is critical. But especially as now credit unions are having to shutter branches, and you're hearing more and more credit unions do what is so against their culture, Mike, which is let people go.
Right.
That's happening now. Whether we want to talk about it out loud or not, it's happening.
Yeah.
We're in a global pandemic. There's a massive opportunity to recapture some of this lost value and redeploy it to what matters for your team in service to each other and the mission for credit unions. So it's 70% of cost, Mike. Like, let's stay focused on where we can move the needle.
Right, right. And so I want to get to, I guess, the brass tacks here. So how exactly do you guys work? Let's just say a credit union, for instance. How do you guys come in? Well, I don't know if you can come in anymore.
So, right. That's a crazy idea, Mike. Come on.
I apologize for my hiccup there. But how do you guys work with a client to turn these numbers around? What do you guys do when you come in?
Yeah, so it's a good and fair question. Let me take a step back.
Okay.
And tell you about our thesis number one. So we have to, the short answer to the question is we have software, and then you get our team who's covering you. And we just, you know, what I like to say is we ride shotgun with our clients and help you engage people in a different way.
Gotcha.
So that'll be where we can go. So make sure I come back to that. But
The
argument we have, and when I first started this journey, I thought, you know, is there a way to frame this that we would understand? So the precedent, as I stated earlier, was, okay, everything we've done for the member in their journey, we mapped it, we made sure there was as little friction as possible. We made sure wherever they are, online or in person, it was a nice experience. And that we would know more about them. So it's like, oh, okay, let's just do that for employees. And in that, then the economics of that are what we talked about, but the thesis was that, Mike, companies are not actually companies. They're marketplaces. And employees are not employees. They're customers.
Sure.
And so what they want to buy is self-fulfillment, growth, and opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is true for all people in corporate America.
Yep.
And in this, you know, people helping people culture, I feel like it's just a great opportunity to speak plainly to say, hey, we've seen this movie before, and your staff is really desiring skills development. Your staff is really desiring to be understood as, hey, I'm a full human being, right? So we've got diversity, equity, and inclusion issues here in this space as well, and in the globe, by the way. Nobody gets off easy on that. And this ability that we could leverage the uniqueness of you. You know, can we do that as a force for good for this business? So this idea we really grab a hold of, okay, let's just learn to serve our customers in this marketplace in a way that we already know. We already built this muscle.
Right.
So I'm just trying to de-risk it and then say, hey, there's an economic value to redeploy for that. So painting that picture of measuring the status quo is where we start, Mike. And not everybody gets it, honestly, because this is kind of a new and weird idea. And I've gotten run out of a lot of places. I got to be honest with you. That's what happens. Like, this is really quite innovative. And, you know, getting through to the right people is critical.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we do it? So we come in, and there's really two stories, Mike. So there's the story to the CEO, the CFO, and the CHRO, and the first team of, hey, how's employee engagement going? And then when we finally admit, well, maybe not that well. You know, you got any ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the story to the staff. And so in our experience, what happens is, and you got to buy into the thesis, Mike, that you could put tools in each employee's hands. Because right now I do think the major issue is systems issues, Mike. So when you look at HRIS systems like Workday and ADP, they're incredible at payroll, benefits, compliance.
Yeah.
But they do nothing to help each employee drive performance, be productive, and, you know, be a human being each day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in the same way that we realized we needed home banking to come on the scene because customer self-serve, same idea here, we need a system. And so the first step is onboarding and doing an intake of our clients, the employees. And we created, for the first time, like an assessment tool that we call BOLD that is holistic. In other words, you're a man in this world, and there's only one Mike Lawson. And that is true, and it's not just your mama that told you that, right? There's only one Mike Lawson, and you have unique skills, you have unique elements, you have unique experience, and your where you are at this point in your life is really powerful. So how do you build a system that invites you to tell us about you? So Mike, tell us. So what we do is we say, hey, come on now, tell us about what you like to do outside of work. Right? Are you into beer pong? Are you into chess? Are you into dressage? So in our intake process, we're starting to get to know you as a human being.
Right.
And then we have some fun there. And then we ask you things like, all right, well, tell us about your experience. Where have you been in the work world? And it's kind of this resume meet your bucket list world. Because, Mike, the opportunity is, like, as soon as we make our resume and we get that job, where does that resume go? Well, it goes right in the side drawer because that means I'm on the move. Like, hey, I love my job. And I'm saying, guys, that's a missed opportunity. You know, you've got talent right here. Let's keep people moving.
Yeah, yeah.
So we ask you about that. We ask about your motivation. And not that we share it with the world, but gosh, now, you know, leaders so often are just guessing at what motivates people. And I'm saying this system could say, hey, how about we stop guessing and just start asking?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, how about you tell us about you in as many facets as possible? And so this BOLD assessment, which by the way, you're welcome to take, and anybody who's listening to this can go to our website and take it for free. You have to hashtag Mike Lawson is awesome to get it.
Yes.
So
the one caveat. Yes.
But it quantifies work-life balance. And we tested over 18 months with 2,000 people in America with a full-time job across all demographics. What matters at work? What elements do we need to embody to be successful at work?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can bring my personality traits. And then I can bring my experience, because it is true, by design, we're each unique. And so I wanted to create this leverage point where not only you could take advantage of that, Mike, but the company and your team could take advantage of your unique skills and, and by the way, and headaches too, because there's, we each bring headaches. Like I bring a lot of headaches, you know? And so sometimes those are really positive. Like if you're looking for something innovative and done differently and like divergent, maybe guys like you and I would be like, all right, I'd love to be in that conversation. And so this opportunity to do that is real. So we create a baseline for you as step one. And in that report, then you're like, all right, so these 14 elements, you're able to surface your opportunity to lean into right now. So it's very practical. You know, conflict management is one of our elements. Confidence. Oh, it's a huge, big issue in companies today. And so then we wrote out a big report for you and we give you some action steps to take against that. And Mike, what's different about this is we're enrolling the whole company. So again, another thing that leaders are like, whoa, I'm not sure I want everybody involved. But our design is you're literally ignoring 80% of your workforce in personal development because there's no tool in which to do it.
Right.
So now that we have it, let's give it to everybody, give them some training. We built a complimentary video system that integrates with the methodology so that you could kind of get to your learning style. So it's me on videos explaining the methodology and the pieces. And so that's kind of step one. You track with me on that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Totally.
So then you're in our software and you know, you've got your motivations articulated, which by the way, I mean, that's kind of a panic moment, Mike, where people are like, what if I don't know what motivates me? And we're like, it's okay, relax. Like, we don't either, right? So we invite people. This is the place to really work on your skills, develop, you know, have your humanity in here as a positive, not that you have to kind of shut it all down and do that. So step two is we help you bring in the ability to make a plan for goals that matter. So this is your daily work. A lot of companies call them OKRs. Balanced scorecard is a term that credit unions like. So your daily work, and it's basically how do we all get a bonus at the end of the year? Because that's really what we want, you know? Sure. And so each person can write a goal plan. It's a simple workflow. Most people can master it pretty quickly. And what we're coaching to, Mike, is, okay, you have a plan. You know, that's your strategy. How do you want to spend time and money? Okay, high level. What are your goals? Goals inherently are lag, Mike, right? So, okay, we need to add 300 members. All right, cool. How do we do that? So that's a lag measure. Mike, right now what we're doing is at the end of the year, you're getting reviewed on that number. And you're like, at the end of the year is the first time many times you have that conversation. Like, Mike, how'd you do?
A long time.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know. And so what we're doing then in the workflow to make that goal come to life, we're assigning a lead measure, an action we call. So this is the objective is the goal and the key driver is the action.
Gotcha.
And so we're saying, okay, to add 300 members, what do we have to do? Well, we need a new website. Okay, let's do that. That sounds like a good idea. We need to make the member experience not take 3 minutes to join our credit union. We need to take it 30 seconds, right? There's lead behaviors. And then the fourth element is a time period. Let's just put our feet to the fire. When does this need to get accomplished? And what that does, Mike, is keep everybody aligned on their goals up, down, and across the organization in real time. Because the biggest company challenge is, like every one-on-one that happens mostly has this in the first three questions. And tell me if I'm making up a story, Mike, but I think one of the first three questions is, how are we doing on our goals? Right? Like your manager's like, hey, how are you? How's your family? And I know that's authentic, right? We care for each other.
I already know that.
Yeah, but like, are we gonna make it? Because I've got a meeting with my boss, and my boss is gonna have a lot more hard questions. I need to be prepared.
Yeah,
that is, I think, like hysterically, so much of what we do in corporate America. And so we just make this really practical application. Hey, how about we just give each person workflow? You can do daily goals, you can do career goals, you can do quarterly goals, you can do you know, life things in there as well. You know, hey, I want to own my own business.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so again, we want to recapture the moment of this is your life. You are here all the time. Like, let's lean into you and give you a system. Okay, we do that. So step one, take bold, get your baseline. Step two, make a plan that matters to you. And then step three, we enable manager check-in. So we just integrated video into the planning software so you can visit and book meetings with your manager. We have a whole calendaring system. So like Calendly that we use to book our time here.
Yeah, love
that. Mm-hmm. So you just say, hey, we agreed I want to meet every month with you. So instead of that one time a year or no times a year, if we're honest, I mean, don't tell anybody, Mike, it's just you and I, but that's a lot of what happens. Now I can meet you 12 times a year and make sure that we each have a place to take notes, how we're doing, get feedback. And in our module, both people give feedback. I mean, kind of a new design.
I like it.
That's a critical muscle to build. Mm-hmm. And then it keeps us accountable to one another, because I'm like, hey, boss, I need this resource. And then there's a conversation, and the leader can look in on the plan anytime they want. So what we're trying to do is take away the status meetings that we do now of, mm-hmm. all right, Steve, how you doing on your status?
And, right.
You know, we're sitting around the table of like, oh, Lord, can we just get to the point, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to admit these things out loud, but this is, I'm having fun with that too, if people tell me their horror stories. Okay. So we take care of business on the daily work. And then the last thing we do is bring you to teammates that have already been where you want to go. So Mike, when I think about CU Broadcast, just think about in the history of your business,
right?
How many really cool people have come in here and shared information with you?
Just one, Mike, you.
Yeah. There's tremendous wisdom that you are the hub for.
Oh my God.
You're a connection point.
Yeah.
Every company is that. It's a hub. And the challenge is there's wisdom at rest inside that company, isn't there? And so if you could do an inventory where now we have this big matching engine in the background that's running, and you're saying, hey, I'm, you know, 54 years old. I'm actually thinking about going to get my MBA. Could you match me up to teammates who are smart on that topic?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We match up for what we call micro mentorship. So it's just face-to-face conversation about what matters.
Yeah.
So our matching engine is going on in the background this whole time, interest, experience. Just think about all the information we've talked about that we now are getting smarter about the humans in your business. And then we set up the meetings for you. And we say, all right, Mike, you're going to meet 5 times over a course of 6 weeks, all your preference, by the way, you book it. And we're going to facilitate these conversations. And in that, we set up the conversation. We coach everybody beforehand. We make sure that we can do it and that the micro mentors have to go through a little bit of a boot camp to make sure that you're capable to give trusted feedback, right? But then we set up human beings for face-to-face conversation. And Mike, what we're doing in the background is saying, hey, now remember, you took your bold method. And remember, your conflict management element was your number one thing. Okay, don't admit it to anybody, because Mike, we don't admit it to anybody. Could even be a blind spot. But at work, you're not like, hey, boss, you know what I'm really struggling with is conflict management. Nobody says that, because you're never going to hear the end of it.
Right.
In this setting, now you're with a teammate who does not control your paycheck or your career path. And you're like, hey, listen, can I pick your brain on something? Mm-hmm. Just like we're doing here.
Yeah.
Low risk, but an opportunity now for me to build new muscles. Because the worst that's going to happen is like maybe I get a little embarrassed or I'm a little scattered and I forgot my thought. Well, who cares? Because you're going to have another at-bat and another at-bat and another at-bat. And that whole time, Mike, we're getting the feedback modules and we package that up for you. And now you've got 5 people who met you on a topic you cared about, on skills you are developing, right? In this case, conflict management. They got to work on their skills, open-ended question, leadership, right? Because they need help too.
Yeah.
And then it's 20 minutes and we're back to our lives in our corona bunkers, right? And so that idea, then we package all that up and give it back to you and say, all right, you took an assessment here at the beginning. We thought conflict management was your issue, or you did. Here's how you're doing as a result. So you get feedback loops, not just from your manager, but from teammates who you can trust.
Right.
Because you're in the same company.
Right.
They might not know you, but you know they're good enough. So then we do all of that to help the company get smarter about its customers.
Yeah.
In the same way that we go through these data sets to serve members better.
Yeah.
Now we can show elements that are really, I'll tell you what we did for our first client. When you, everybody takes bold, there's a question there of how satisfied are you with your job? And for our number one, everybody took bold. So we had 230 people take bold and we could tell, okay, the number one issue that affects that outcome is overall well-being. They just weren't feeling good. So, you know, we did a mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
We hired an expert. We brought in an expert. We made a big deal about it. We invited everybody. And those that were cared about it were engaged, and then they built plans. But now what we know, we see the individual plans. We admin it. Nobody else sees it.
Right.
Now I can say, oh, Lawson's, he wants to get smart about financial literacy. And by the way, there's 13 other people who want to get involved with financial literacy too. So we're not guessing anymore, Mike. Yeah, we have data. And now it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel, because you told us. I don't control your page. Like, I'm here to help you grow.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we, you know, you get our team. We cover you. We want to engage, help you build plans, think through things, and do some coaching. So it's super fun.
This sounds like, as you're talking, a couple of words keep coming into my head. It sounds like it's a tool to empower somebody to improve at its essence, you know? So, and you've given all these channels and all these really cool ways to like really express yourself and discover yourself and your strengths, almost kind of like a SWOT analysis, you know, the strength, weaknesses, all that type of stuff. So,
Mike Lawson, as always, you are right on it. I'm glad I said enough words. The empowerment issue. So the equal exchange of value, every relationship is an equal exchange of value, every good relationship. So our argument is, hey, company, you're going to get what you want, which is appropriate. This isn't a bad thing. You're going to get results that matter because people are going to be more engaged because now they're really in tune with, oh boy, this is helping me and my skills, therefore my team, et cetera. So productivity per minute, and Mike, we get it down to per minute in our models. Like I'm coming for you on that one. I'm not going to let it off the hook. It is a crazy return when you figure out, I can tell you per minute what you're paying today, and then what your pay, what your output is, and then the target to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And the exchange is you're going to let people bring their whole human being in. They're going to be able to work on skills that matter in context of manager check-ins. They're going to be able to get awareness of blind spots. Mm-hmm. There's less derailers. There's less frustration. There's more adaptability, especially while we're all home too. I mean, just think, Mike, why people went to open office was to increase relationships and collaboration, of course, to save money too.
Yeah.
But now what are we doing? We're all isolated. And so that's why there's this massive blanket. Mm-hmm. So I love the word empowerment here, Mike, but I'm also trying to go next level. This is enablement. So empowerment is good mindset stuff. And you do that. Your fit exec stuff and this is like, man, I can do this. Let's do this. I feel the same way. People need tools.
Yeah.
So, you know, enable me, give me tools so that I even want to go one level beyond that. And we see this today. Stewardship, right? I'm like a serious owner of our mission because I'm equipped. I'm empowered, I'm enabled in context of what the company cares about, which is my daily mission, great productivity, serve each other so we can serve our clients, and increase and kind of give alternative promotions in that way, right? Because Mike, a lot of credit unions suffer from, you know, I want you to advance, but there's like not that many places to go, right? I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a real inhibitor. This, you can teach a class to peers because the whole thing you have to buy into is the team knows. The team just can't find each other. So that's the design of this, is that if you told me enough about you, gosh, I could match you with 30 people. And what we're doing, Mike, is not just hooking up credit unions, but connecting them together. So our target market are those credit unions that are really on the move, that really believe in leadership and teams, have worked hard on member experience. And so it tells me, okay, you understand this world, and that want to try a new way to engage. And really ride shotgun with us on this new journey. And it's just a really exciting time. And so I really like the idea that ultimately when we have 20 clients on the platform, we'll be able to cross-pollinate sectors.
Right, right. The more the merrier, you know, type of thing. Yeah.
Super interesting, like hospitals. And we're talking to a mega church, right? Mega churches have employee engagement problems too. Can you believe it, Mike? You would have thought it was perfect. But turns out there's humans there.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So...
And it sounds like you're really capturing the power of collaboration as well. You know, I really like the mentorship aspect of it. I'm a huge advocate of mentorship. So I think that's just so, so important in anybody's life, career, what have you. So I really love that aspect of it. And again, the power of collaboration that credit unions do so well. So yeah, you're talking their language for sure.
Let's hope, you know, so my dear friend and mentor, Mike Mercer, has been very helpful. Marshall Boutwell at Peach State is on our platform. Mm-hmm. The guy's incredible. Eric Jenkins at Education.
Mm-hmm.
These pioneers who are thinking about people and teams and serving members and want good outcomes, but really care for their teams, like, you know, in a deeply important way.
Right.
Just, Mike, I got to tell you, it's like one of those cases where I'm like, oh God, you got me right where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's an incredible gift to be on this journey and to be where I am and to serve people. and really have fun at work and just do something totally new and amazing. You know, it's an incredible time.
And before I let you go, it's like, what goals do you have for Team On Up? What do you want to achieve? What are some immediate and long-term goals? Obviously, you want to be successful and do all that type of stuff and help out companies, credit unions included. So what are some other achievements, or what are some things you have on your goal list that you want to achieve with this?
Well, such a good question, Mike. You know, I've been thinking about hard. It's interesting you asked me this. I've been thinking hard about this this week. You know, like my goosebump kind of goal, which, you know, at times you're like, oh, I don't want to say it out loud because that's a lie we like to tell ourselves, right? And the power we each have.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially what I've learned, Mike, is when I've shared this idea and I've met people in the industry that I had no idea were out here, like incredible people, it's gotten better and better and better. And so my dream, my goal is that we can set a standard for how engagement is in the industry, mm-hmm. and that we can flip it on its head and have the power be in the leverage point of each person's uniqueness. Companies are so desperate for innovation, which means we need divergent thinking, divergent, you know, worldviews. Companies by design, because of the systems, it's a pyramid. Corporate America is a pyramid. It converges. And so can we redesign it, finally put tools in each person's hands, which leverages that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, set a standard for how it's done. You know, that's kind of what excites me of, you know, could you have 100 clients on your platform or 1,000 clients on your platform and cross-pollinate,
sure.
and have people meeting each other for really, because we do need trusted relationships and we do need mentors and we do need trusted feedback and all those good things.
Yeah.
So long term, you know, kind of the 5-year, could we be in that conversation where, man, they cracked open a new way to do it? Really exciting. Because, Mike, what has become, and it's not painful, but I can't tell you that sometimes I don't lie down on my office floor. Maybe you similar. Every entrepreneur, I'm like, oh, Lord, what have I done? What am I into here?
Oh, yeah.
So could we set a standard? Short term, we'd love to scoop up 20 credit unions, 20 clients this year. Really do something fun. We've kind of worked out the early kinks of our model, and now we won a hospital that due to COVID couldn't come on board, but, you know, do something fun for them. So we kind of know how it works now more, mm-hmm. and, you know, have understood mentors need a little bit more of a boot camp to share, you know, kind of the things that based on user feedback, you really want to grow and learn.
Well, yeah, you're going to refine it over time for sure.
Yeah. And so, it's just an incredible, gift to be alongside my team at Team On Up. And we have great partners and our PhDs are amazing. Tim Kinahan, Larzan Aksoy, and Alex Bewey. We've actually done some work in credit union land around CU Wallet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wallet allocation. You remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amazing people. So it's just a tremendous gift. And we're having fun conversations in the space and outside. And so, you know, I'm excited. It's really a fantastic thing.
Yeah, I think this is really something that that can catch fire for sure.
Thank you, bro.
I think people are looking for something because I mean it's a two-way street. You're not only benefiting the employee because they're always looking for ways to improve and move up the ladder and just do great things, but also for the company as well, or the credit union in this case, because they want to be highly productive and successful and grow as well. So
correct.
You're getting what is it, two birds with one stone, I guess.
That's it. In the same way, Mike, it's just what we did for members. Let's do for our employees, because the world is digital. It is user-centric. It is on-demand. It is configurable. And I think corporate America is like the last place that's not that way. You know, to me, it looks like Macy's did in 1998. You know, and we saw how department stores have worked out.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to move towards your end user or you're in for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Precisely. Last question for you. Where can folks go to find out more info?
Okay, good. Thank you. www.teamonup.com.
Got it.
And welcome to call, text, right? I'm at 727-420-3577.
All right. We'll put that all
over here to serve. We got a heart to serve, Mike. Thank you for your time, my man. Yeah. Listen, now I want to say out loud here and make sure this is on tape. What you're doing for this industry is tremendous. I'm a believer in what you're doing. You're the face of the industry. You know, you become a stalwart for us. And so I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much, Mike. That means a lot coming from you for sure.
Oh, so you're a good man.
We're taking it one day. We're doing the best we can.
So, and that is good enough.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Well, I'm excited to see where this goes for you. Let's obviously keep in touch and let's talk again here in the next few months or so to see where you are and see how this is growing and maybe even talk to some clients and stuff too, see how it's working with them too. That'd be kind of
excellent.
Fun.
I look forward to that. That sounds like a great idea.
All righty, sir. All right, Mike. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Congrats. And above all, be healthy and be safe. All right.
Thank you. You too, brother.
All righty.